Hey, there you go. A little Adele on a Tuesday never hurt nobody. And heading right now into a special chunk of chat on a Tuesday morning. I told you I was going to be taking you into the garden. And we're talking gardening this morning, but just not that whatever image you have in your mind. It's probably like a neat, clipped, everything in its place kind of garden. Manicured lawn. That is a great vision. But I think there's maybe a better way as we head into spring right now. A more considered, more in tune with the environment and ecology way to look at a garden. And even if you don't have a like a sprawling garden, maybe you've just got a little patch in the sun, maybe you've just got a little balcony spot and you're wondering, how can I attract the birds and the bees and the butterflies as we change seasons? Well, we're going to be giving you some practical tips, some small changes for achieving big difference, and yeah, some stuff that will even work on a balcony too. And I'm very excited this morning to be welcoming into the studio the team from Simbiti Eco Estate, and with eco in the name there, you know we're in good hands as we start talking about the garden and the green space. Jody Chetty, marketing and communications maven, on microphone number one. Jody, are you there? How you doing?
I'm here. I'm fighting with the headphones and my bob.
But it's working.
Listen, I'm just trying to look chic.
You're sounding good. Don't worry about how you look. You sound great.
Okay, thanks.
That's the most important thing. Good to have you in the studio. And alongside you, you've brought the person who's going to be giving me all the information this morning, Ayanda Duma, environmental manager at Simbiti Eco Estate. Ayanda, welcome. Happy Tuesday. How are you today?
I'm good.
You've got your coffee. I can see.
Yes.
We are ready for this.
A good day starts with a cup of coffee.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as we are now almost in September, almost in spring, I'm going to spring into this gardening themed interview. But first, I just want to give a little congratulations to the Simbiti team, because it looks like you've had another great run.
Yay.
The Best of Bolito Awards, a big sweep of accolades. Jody, just quickly rattle off. What have you scooped this year?
Let's call it a domination. So we've got our fourth consecutive best estate title.
Yoo!
We've got our second consecutive best golf course, third consecutive best event venue, and for the first time this year, we have best paddle.
Ah,
I would call that a clean sweep.
Shoo-wee! Guys, okay, celebrations are in order.
Absolutely.
Let's have a garden party.
yes, of course.
Ayanda, for listeners who may not know you, can you tell us a little bit about you, yourself, your role as environmental manager at Simbiti Eco Estate?
So I've been at Simbiti for the last 6 years. My role is environmental manager, flora, fauna, environmental governance, and education and awareness.
Hey, well, that's what we're doing right here. We're doing some education and awareness. And now that we are, you can feel the change in the air. The seasons are shifting. Why is this a good time for homeowners to rethink their gardens with biodiversity in mind? And from your perspective, what does it like a really biodiverse garden actually look like?
Yeah, so Mike, spring is a transition season. So during spring, you start to move from your low temperatures going into your increased temperatures, and you start to experience a bit of rainfall, and you start to see signs in terms of vegetation where trees are budding, and then you start to see new leaves and some of our bulbs start coming out. You start to see a bit of color.
Yeah.
So it is a season of change.
Absolutely.
So in terms of gardening, it is important for the community to sort of pay attention if you are somebody who's interested in improving your garden and you want to be part of the ecosystem, you want to be part of the plan. So it is the right time for you to start looking at what can I do to play a role in the bigger picture.
Absolutely. And because we are here, we're on the KZN North Coast, why are indigenous plants so important to local ecosystems? And how can, you know, indigenous trees and shrubs and flowering plants help attract our natural, you know, birds, butterflies, bees, and maybe even a few other beneficial wildlife species?
Yeah, so going indigenous is always the best. Obviously, with change in weather patterns, you wanna look at gardening in a sustainable manner, where you use vegetation that will strive naturally in this area. So going for indigenous plants means, yes, there'll be work in the garden, but there'll also be contribution to the ecosystem where you contribute to microorganisms, things that you don't really see in the soil,
yeah,
but they would benefit if you use indigenous planting instead of exotics, which may not really play a bigger part in the ecosystem. So just gardening in your own property looks like a small, I would say it's a small area in the bigger scheme of things. But by just having a proper garden or an indigenous garden, you are attracting or you are playing the part in the bigger scheme of things. You are attracting birds by the vegetation. Like if you're planting indigenous, you are due to attract indigenous fauna. You are due to attract stuff like birds. You are due to attract bees and all the little flies because it's natural. Absolutely. They occur naturally in this area.
So maybe, as I said when I started this little chat, you might associate a beautiful garden with manicured lawns and neat flower beds, and maybe you know, a couple of colorful exotic species. But now start to shift your thinking. And I wonder, why is it sometimes better to actually allow parts of the garden maybe to remain a little more natural, in inverted commas, through kind of natural grasses and ground covers and maybe even a little what is sometimes called leaf litter.
Yes.
Don't sweep away all those leaves.
Yeah, leaf litter is good. It helps prevent dust. You're playing a part in preventing air pollution.
Yeah.
And you're also keeping moisture in your gardens. And you're also preventing alien vegetation from springing up in your flower beds.
Aha.
So to have a garden that's manicured, I'll use an example of like a person that's growing up, and you just take a slasher and you cut them down.
Oh.
So by doing that, you're preventing this person to actually grow up, to actually grow to the maximum height.
Yeah.
You're preventing them from producing flowers, meaning from showing off.
Mm.
You're preventing them from producing seeds, meaning from expanding. So basically, if you have a garden that's manicured, you are preventing your birds, you are preventing your monkeys from feeding on those fruits, and also you are basically preventing seed dispersal.
Okay.
And seed dispersal is what is conservation about. It's about making allowing things to naturally
regenerate.
Allowing nature to naturally regenerate.
Ah, you see. So you're sort of thinking about it in those terms, and about the sort of the life cycle of the plant.
Yes.
And allowing things to flourish and to come to seed and to disperse, and then you know for the whole cycle to start again. And when it comes to thinking about your gardening habits and rethinking them, when it comes to things like pesticides and fertilizers, what should homeowners reconsider, and what more sustainable alternatives could they look towards?
So I would say always go for organic. Always, you'd rather go for natural stuff than going for chemicals.
Yeah, it might not smell great,
yes.
The organic stuff,
yeah.
But you know, yeah. It does the trick.
Like use your horse manure.
The smell will settle, and your plants will thank you for it.
Yes, and your microorganisms, your worms, they will thank you for it, and you'll be playing such a huge role. So I always say go for organic, whether you're fertilizing or whether you're doing pesticides, and also plan your gardening activities around the predicted weather patterns. You don't want to be applying your compost and your fertilizers on a day that's hectically dry and hectically windy.
Yeah.
So you want to be doing those things when there is a chances of rain, obviously not hectic rain. You want to have rain that will allow the fertilizer to soak in and then let your grasses and let your beds and let your trees respond well. So you go for organic, minimize the use of pesticides as much as you can. Yeah.
Rock and roll. And as a general rule of thumb, that's a good one to look out for. Make sure that you're looking for that organic tag on the products you're buying for your garden and for your life, for you. And for homeowners, maybe without big sprawling lawns, maybe they just got a little courtyard or a small balcony and looking for some simple practical changes they can make this spring to support biodiversity and attract a few little local buzzing, flying things. What little tips can you give us?
Yeah, so for small gardens or for courtyards, I'll say go for pots. get yourself pots and go into local nurseries, get indigenous plants and ask them what is in flower during this season or what is going to be in flower. And then when you go for shopping of your plants, you need to go with the mind of, what do I want to attract? Do I want to attract bee eaters? What do I really want to attract? Do I want to garden for bees or do I just want to garden for color?
Yeah.
And then so you use that, and then that's your baseline. And then you get pots, and then you plant everything in pots, and then you make sure then to have a lovely lawn in the center of your courtyard. Or yeah,
you work with whatever space
what you
got.
Have. Yes, use what you have.
And you in your position have quite a bit that you're looking after. And at Simbizi Eco Estate, in your role as environmental manager, how does Simbizi Eco Estate to balance landscaping and residential living with the protection of the indigenous forests and wetlands and natural spaces? And what can homeowners learn from that approach to the long-term impact of small environmental choices?
So Simbizi obviously is a 430 hectares estate.
Yeah.
With plus minus 155 hectares of natural vegetation.
Sure.
And we have our environmental management plan with different documents which are called appendices that guide what we do. And it speaks to alien removal. It speaks to introduction of grassland forbs for grasslands, burning regimes. It speaks to planting in our swamp forest.
Wow.
Yeah, we do a lot of daily small contributions. But with our homeowners, they use our landscaping protocol. So we have a landscaping maintenance protocol, and we have a landscaping protocol. So for our maintenance is guided by what residents can and cannot do. And then when they do their garden, as in you have a new garden, you have to design in line with that protocol. And that protocol allows the estate to strike a balance from natural areas to residential areas, where there is an allowance obviously for a portion of your garden to be user friendly for kids, user friendly for your pets. So it's a balance between having a natural garden and also having a usable space for the families that live in the state.
Well, you're getting the picture here in the middle of August, just before we hit the new spring season around the corner. And you've been getting the word from a lady who knows her stuff, environmental manager at Simbizi Eco Estate, Ayanda Duma. Ayanda, thanks for giving us some insights, some practical hints and tips to make the most of our green space as we transition into the new season. And Jody, for anyone listening who wants to find out more about the estate's approach to environmental stewardship and to take some inspiration, what's the best way to find more info?
So if you'd like to find out more about how we steward our environment, go to our website, simbizi.com, and you'll find everything you need to know there. Otherwise, you can also follow our social media pages. Ayanda pops up on there quite regularly with tips that are useful not only for our residents, but I think for anybody who lives on the North Coast, how to garden biodiversity.
You've been getting it. The full story here on a Tuesday morning. Thank you, team. And congratulations again to Simbizi Eco Estate for all of the big awards and accolades.
Thank you.
And we'll have to have another chat again when spring really arrives. What do you think?
Yes. We'll be back.
Let's do it. Back to the music right now before we get into your...